And we're back. It's Wednesday morning on KID's Morning News. And joining us is our go-to insurance guru, David Parker of Parker Insurance. David, good morning. It's good to have you on.
Thank you, Neil. Glad to be with you.
Well, let's talk about this letter that you forwarded to me in a text yesterday from the Department of Insurance here in the state of Idaho. 50% increase on average for the silver plans that are being offered in the state. Give us the rundown on this. This is disturbing.
Okay, so 78% of the people buy a silver plan because they qualify for what's called an out-of-pocket cost share or a cost share reduction. You hear about that all the time. That is the piece that Congress never funded in the Affordable Care Act to do, but the Obama administration continued to pay that. What that does is that takes, for instance, a popular plan in eastern Idaho from Bridgespan Health, silver plan, has a $4,000 deductible. If you're 100 to 150% of federal poverty level, it takes your deductible to $100. If you're 150 to 200%, it takes it down to $800. If you're 200% to 250%, it takes it down to $2,700. Now, the money that does that, it comes from the federal government, and that's the piece that Donald Trump is saying he wants to quit paying.
Okay.
So when Dean Cameron went to our insurance companies, he said, why don't you figure your rate assuming that you're going to have to honor that out-of-pocket cost share anyway and not be getting the subsidy from the federal government to do it? And so over 20% of that rate increase is coming from that piece that they would have to make up.
Okay, so, and I'll ask it this way. So these numbers that came out, in a sense, they're based on President Trump's tweet. Is that right?
Kind of, yeah. Well, he's been talking a lot about it the last several months.
Okay.
And, but they're based on the assumption that that wouldn't come in. Now, the insurance company, so those are the rates they filed, I believe, by the First Amendment. They had to kind of file those, so Dean's been sitting on them, and I know he's been negotiating, talking with the insurance companies. They have the ability to change those and adjust them until the September, at which time the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare has to start figuring the tax credits for next year. So they kind of have to have their rates all set by then so they'll know what your second lowest silver plan cost is.
So for those who qualify for a subsidy, like the individual family, are they expecting to see big premium raises? Because I understand that under Obamacare, you only pay up to a certain percentage of your income. So the actual premium cost for families with a subsidy, that won't increase. Is that right?
That's right. What those families are paying is a percentage of their income. So if the actual cost of the policy is $500 or $1,000, if the percentage they pay of their income is $250 a month, if they're okay with whatever plan ends up being their second lowest silver plan, then their costs should stay similar.
So, David, I wanted to ask you about a text that I received. It was anonymous. They did not want to be named, but they seemed to know what they were talking about. They had heard that Select Health is planning to withdraw completely from the Eastern Idaho health insurance market, but still offer plans in some counties on the western side of the state. Any truth to that at all?
It's possible. We don't know. Select Health hasn't told us anything yet, and I don't want to speak for them out of turn.
Yeah.
But the difference is, in eastern Idaho, they just have a regular PPO contract where they contract with the physicians, whereas in western Idaho, they have what they call a directed care network, where you get to pick your primary care doctor, and then the doctor and the hospital have some accountability in what your medical costs are. And they're managing costs and doing a good job over there, more similar to what they do in Utah. But in East Idaho, I think their losses have been pretty deep. But like I said, I need to speak with them and get more details before we make any announcements for them.
All right. Now, I look at this map of the United States, and the Department of Insurance has really put out a good map, and it's county by county. It shows how many insurance carriers there are in any individual county. Idaho actually still sits pretty well compared to the rest of the nation. A lot of counties have 3-plus carriers, but there's a growing number that have only one, and we're seeing a few counties much of Nevada, in fact, but then you've got some back, it looks like Ohio maybe. There are some counties where there are no options to buy an insurance plan under the exchange. And maybe comment on that challenge.
In fact, there was an interesting thing that came across the newswire yesterday about Ohio. There were a number of counties there that weren't going to have a plan. And the state of Ohio has gone in and negotiated with those insurance carriers. I think they've got 5 insurance carriers now to offer plans in those counties. A lot of times what that ends up being is kind of a negotiation between that state's Department of Insurance and the insurance companies as to what they're going to let them accept for a rate increase. And it ends up being a lot of leveraging. Last year, there was, Arizona had like 10 counties last year. There was going to be no plan until Anthem, Anthem, came in and made a deal with the state of Arizona that they were offering plans in all of those counties. And so it ends up being kind of more of a posturing as we go into the pricing for the next year. You know, they're pricing this out, 10 months in advance, 10 months in advance if they have to have their rates out before, by the 1st of May for the next year. And so it's kind of a leveraging and a posturing of pricing, I think.
Really quick, David, because we're down to just the last minute here. But this letter from Dean Cameron, I'm sure that this is really part of an effort to put pressure on Congress to act to fix this problem. McCain sabotaged the latest effort with his no vote. What do you think is going to happen here? We've got some emerging ideas, including single payer on the left and an idea by Lindsey Graham and a couple of other senators to just give block grants back to the states, and they have a lot of autonomy about what to do with health care in their own state.
Remember, the Constitution has no provision for health insurance. This overreach of health insurance is a tax.
Yeah.
Until Congress addresses that, there's going to be, I don't know what they can do. The interesting thing is Donald Trump came in initially saying, we've got to manage the cost of health care and what this is. The issue with that is then as you get in there, now they're trying to manage insurance again. They have done nothing to manage the cost. And until they do that, I think they're going to have a difficult time. The hard part is in managing that cost, are they going to make a worse system? And who wants to be responsible for that?
Boy, that's a tough political problem. David Parker of Parker Insurance in Rexburg. Again, their number, by the way, if you have any questions, I always get phone calls, so I'm just saving myself some time here. 356-0009 is their number if you have any insurance questions. Maybe you're worried about coverage options for next year. We learned earlier that Bridgespan is pulling out of the market for 2018. And so a lot of people will be shifting, including myself, will be shifting insurance companies in this next year. So, David, thank you very much. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Neil.